From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Later today, President Bush is expected to roll out a plan to increase troops in Iraq by 20,000 to a total of just under 160,000. This is despite the fact that Americans continue to sour on the war, and many military and political officials call for withdrawal. Even U.S. troops are split over how to deal with the violence in Iraq. Some have launched campaigns to get their colleagues to speak out against the war. We'll talk to one of them in a moment, Jonathan Hutto, creator of the Appeal for Redress. Others, like former Army Sergeant Neil Saunders, say the U.S. must stay and fight. Saunders went to Iraq in March of 2004. He fought for a year with Task Force 112 of the 1st Cavalry Division. He lives in Texas now and says troops in Iraq must be allowed to finish the war.
If you're sending soldiers anywhere, it's a soldier's job to fight. And my support of what's going on over there now is the fact that we have soldiers there that have trained to fight, and that's what they need to be doing.
Some people say at this point in time, you know what, we went there without having all the intelligence information that we needed to have.
Right.
We shouldn't have ever gone. Does that at all affect how you view the need to continue fighting?
My opinion in that matter, when there's people that have trained to do a certain job on the ground, they need to do that job. And if I'm not willing to, bear that responsibility of fighting a war on my own shoulders, then I shouldn't be so judgmental of those that are. And I won't try to do their job for them from the comfort of my own couch.
Do you ever talk about issues with the people that you served with or even with other veterans? And how do people break out along the lines of stay the course versus we need a change?
It all depends on the mentality of the person that you're talking to. I've talked to, several guys since I've been out, and they'll tell you the exact same thing that I say all the time is that, look, we train to fight and blow things up, and that's not what's happening. Therefore, I'm here working outside of my capacity as a professional. A lot of guys feel as though their hands are tied and they can't do the job that they have been trained to perform. Then I'll talk to some of the guys that when we were on our tour were maybe not as aggressive and maybe, presented themselves as being more scared than others. You talk to some of those guys and they'll give you a completely, different perspective on the war and what's going on. And I think theirs comes from a position of, we shouldn't be here. We let's just wrap this up. But that comes from their desire to want nothing more than just to go home and not have to be put in such a position, in such a stressful position, because it's hard.
It sounds like you don't really have a lot of respect for folks who went over there and then decided that the job that they were doing was not the job that they wanted to do.
It's hard. It makes it hard, and I can't say that I can respect them very much. If you're a leader and your job is to lead soldiers into war, but you don't want to go to war and it scares the living crap out of you, then that affects your ability as a leader.
All right. There's dozens of options on the table, I guess, facing what the U.S. will do. The president
Right.
is expected to call for a surge in Iraq that might boost the number of troops to almost 200,000. Now, based on your experience there, would more troops have helped you when you were there? Why or why not?
Oh, definitely. More troops would have helped us. But I think that if you're going to send 30,000 more or however many thousand more troops over there, you need to be sending them over there to do the job that should have been done, 2 years ago.
Well, Sergeant Saunders, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Former Army Sergeant Neil Saunders fought in Iraq in March 2004 to March 2005. He was with Task Force 112 of the 1st Cavalry Division.